This is Module 22, Demand a Lead Plus Giving and Receiving. When we've set our intention to manifest something we want to be, do, and have, Florence teaches us to ask for a definite lead. So just what does this mean? Well, a lead is guidance that shows us the action steps we need to take to bring what we want to fruition. Wouldn't it be awesome if we could put our manifesting skills to work, accept what our life is right now and our power to improve it, decide what we want, setting those wheels into motion to manifest it, and then Google a definite lead? And the action step or steps we need to take pops up on our phone. Something like, stop at the grocery store on your way home because you'll run into an old friend as they're leaving the store who will tell you about the job you've been working at manifesting. Just how exciting would that be? Well, that'd be the coolest thing ever. And would you believe it's just that simple? Well, it is. When we're in the manifesting vibration of love and we ask for or demand a lead, it's up to us to choose to have the eyes to see, the ears to hear, and the wisdom to acknowledge that knowing within your heart as the guidance we've requested. Technically, all we have to do is make the conscious choice to be open and to believe what comes to us. It's funny how we would trust what Google pops up with, but we'd question our own inner knowing, our connection with our superconscious higher self and infinite spirit, the connection we've had all our lifetimes as a conscious being. But we'd trust strangers of the internet because the internet wouldn't lie, right? Well, Florence doesn't talk about working with angels and guides specifically, but she does talk about infinite spirit and God. Well, I believe angels are God's messengers, and my guides are beings of light that I've known and worked with throughout eternity, and that they're all working with me to create my highest good. And I believe that everyone has angels and guides working with them, including you. Now, the information you wish to gain from asking or demanding a lead can come to you in any number of ways at any time, as Florence has demonstrated throughout the game of life. The guidance may click in your consciousness from a song on the radio, or an overheard conversation could come from anywhere. Well, I love to ask my angels or Florence, when I'm working on a project for her, to show me what I want to know before I go to bed. And when I was working on creating the first Game of Life Mastery program, I had no clue as to how I was going to present it. So I wrote what I wanted to know down on a piece of paper, and I put it under my pillow. The next morning, I woke up and nothing. No ideas. So that night I sat down with the note, reread it again, asked for my lead, and next morning, nothing. Still, no ideas, no thoughts, no clue. I didn't let that bother me because that night, again, I sat down with the note, reread it, and asked for my lead, and then I put it under my pillow. The next morning when I woke up, I knew exactly what to do. I knew the structure of the program, how it would flow, where I would add support tools, and how to structure the membership website, plus how the structure would benefit the students. Everything was methodically laid out in my brain. Oh my God, I was excited. Now, this way of receiving the information was the knowing in your heart method. And on top of all that was the trust in knowing that the information that came to me was my guidance. It was my definite lead. Now I want to talk about two aspects of giving and receiving. One, giving and refusing to receive. And two, giving with love to open the way to receive. Now, you're probably a giver. You give and give and give and give, and you're last on the list, if you even make the list of value and importance at all. Well, let me begin by encouraging you and supporting you to put yourself at the top of that list. And before you go there, putting yourself first is not selfish. No matter what you were taught, think of it this way. Your life is a plane, and the oxygen mask has dropped. Do you put on everyone else's mask first? No, you don't. You put your mask on first, then you have what you need to help others. Same works for putting you at the top of your list. Okay, so now let's move on to giving and refusing to receive. When you give, you create a flow of energy. When you refuse to receive, you stop that flow. You stop your flow and the flow of the person who's trying to give to you. So an example, you give to or do something for someone and they want to pay you. You refuse to let them. You block your flow and theirs. Even if they only have $5 to their name and they want to give you two of those dollars, it's vitally important that you see them as rich and graciously receive their payment to you. And just saying this, I can feel that stop and flow of the energy. Now, I can't tell you how many times I've given someone something and they've wanted to pay me for it, and I wasn't giving to receive cash, I was giving because they needed something I had. But I knew if I refused payment, I would block my own flow, but more importantly, I would block theirs. So I graciously accepted their payment. So take this information in now. Allow the universe to give to you by graciously receiving whatever it is. What comes to you may not be from the person you gave to. It may be from someone or something else. Just be open and willing to receive. Now, in this chapter, Florence states that giving opens the way for receiving. That in order to create activity in finances, one should give. When you pay your bills, what is the energy you pay them with? Lack and fear of, I don't have enough. How am I going to do this? Or love energy of, I am so excited to pay this. Or something in between. Well, no matter what your finances are, do your absolute best to be excited to make your payments. Be grateful that you can and excited that it's happening, even if you're writing a post-dated check or setting up a payment in advance when the money will be in the account. Celebrate the payment now. And I mean woo-hoo celebrate. The more excited you are about the flow of money going out, the faster money will come in. So another example, a few years ago, I fell off the wagon of Florence's teachings and spiritual law and proved to myself, again, how easy it is to create what I do not want. And then I needed money to come in. So I took what I had left and made a payment to a friend for coaching sessions. Now, the reasoning mind, as Florence calls it, would say, no, hold on to that money. But I listened to the universal wisdom of my heart, and I got really excited about making the payment, then paid for the coaching sessions. Immediately, more money came in, more than I paid out. So I did it again and again and again, all with the same result. The moment you feel that energy of lack, that feeling of, I can't let go of this money, it's all I have, that's the moment to step back and use your tools to shift that energy from fear and lack to love and prosperity when there's no sign of it in sight. Remember, when you immerse yourself in that love and prosperity energy, you're not lying to yourself. Oh no, you're putting wheels into motion to create more love and prosperity. You know, I'm reminded of when microwaves were first sold at an affordable price to the public. Oh my God, I'm dating myself. But anyhow, I remember a friend of mine told her husband, do not put an egg in its shell in the microwave. Well, you know he did it anyhow. Talk about a mess. Well, in his defense, he couldn't see the waves of energy cooking in that microwave. So could he trust it would happen? Well, prove it to yourself. Not the egg in the microwave, of course, but prove to yourself that releasing the energy of lack and fear and embracing the excited energy of love and prosperity when paying bills, paying them with excitement releases an avalanche of financial flow. Proving to yourself over and over again can get really exciting. So before I forget, I want to bring up the teachings and beliefs around selfishness and asking for material things or experiences for ourselves. Whether the church my parents took me to as a child taught me that asking for myself was selfish or not, that's what my little girl brain took in. And that teaching began my belief of don't ask for anything for myself or I'd be selfish. And if I did, the guilt and shame were awful. And then that belief evolved into believing I wasn't worthy, deserving, or good enough to have what I wanted. So to protect myself, I just wouldn't ask for what I wanted because if I didn't ask, then I wouldn't be disappointed when I didn't get it. So now I can see that as a child, when I'd ask for something, I'd feel that self-critical judgment that I was being selfish. And as a result, I'd create from the terrible, shame-filled, selfish, unworthy, undeserving, not good enough energy. And not only did I not get what I wanted, but I was also immersed in that very real subconscious feelings of shame. So if that energy had been a voice with words, it would have probably said something like, see there, you selfish person, you're not even good enough to exist. Well, pretty harsh, but that's what the feeling of that energy was like. Yikes, what a horrible, vicious cycle. And does this resonate with you? Well, I hope not. I hope that this hasn't been your experience. But at some level, if this has been your experience, follow the breadcrumbs of that energy to where it was birthed. And as a result of all the work you've done here, following the breadcrumbs may only take you seconds to see that core belief for the lie that it is and transform all that energy to love. Because the fact is, asking or demanding something that you want to be, do, or have is not selfish. If whatever you want brings you joy, that joy is a win for everyone. And I mean everyone. You, the people around you, and Mother Earth beneath your feet, as well as the collective consciousness of the planet. When you're happy, your happiness vibration radiates out to the world around you, opening the way for others to raise their vibration too. So ask for everything you want. Demand a lead. Manifest the life that brings you the greatest joy. So this completes Module 22. Now go to the worksheet.